I don't know, Susanna began, and that was when Oi led them into a brighter corridor. Comparatively brighter, half of the overhead fluorescents were out, and many of the tiles had fallen from the walls, revealing the dark and oozy earth beneath. The bumbler sat down on a scuffed confusion of tracks and looked at them as if to say, "Is this what you wanted?" "Yeah," she said, obviously relieved. "Okay, look, just like I told you." She pointed to a door marked Ford's Theater, 1865. "See the Lincoln assassination." Beside it, under glass, was a poster for Our American Cousin that looked as if it had been printed the day before. "What we want's just down here a little way, two lefts, and then a right, I think. Anyway, I'll know it when I see it." Through it all, Roland was patient with her. He had a nasty idea, which he did not share with Susanna, that the maze of passageways and corridors down here might be in drift, just as the points of the compass were in what he was already thinking of as the world above. If so, they were in trouble. It was hot down here, and soon they were both sweating freely. Oi panted harshly and steadily, like a little engine, but kept a steady pace beside the gunslinger's left heel. There was no dust on the floor, and the tracks they'd seen off and on earlier were gone. The noises from behind the doors were louder, however, and as they passed one, something on the other side thumped it hard enough to make it shudder in its frame. Oi barked at it, laying his ears back against his skull, and Susanna voiced a little scream. "Steady-o," Roland said. "It can't break through. None of them can break through."
"Are you sure of that?"
"Yes," said the gunslinger firmly. He wasn't sure at all. A phrase of Eddie's occurred to him. "All bets are off."